Welcome back to The Whip Around, your weekly look at news and current events, where nothing is safe and nothing is sacred. Be warned, there will be pop culture spoilers, low culture language, and potentially some cultural insensitivities. With your hosts, Jill Yapsuga.
Having my moment with my mac and cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing and I feel fabulous, so do it.
Dr. Phil LaPorta.
No, this guy represents death and you're going to die. Like, that should happen. It's funny you say spewage. It's space toilets.
Oh!
And Sean Hayes.
I'm participating in the currency exchange of your attention for my
right,
compliment.
As opposed
to... I'm the baloney man for Halloween. You just can't see it.
Have too much fun with the whip around.
Thank you. Stink tickle. There was no stink tickle.
Welcome to the Whip Around. This, our 51st episode. I am one of your hosts. I am Sean Hayes, and I am sitting across from...
your other host, Phil LaPorta.
And, you know, really take in Phil's voice today, citizens. He's really prepared something special for us.
Oh, yeah.
With his rapidly eaten meal, which, thank you, that's out of necessity.
Yes.
But also chasing it with a good amount of Mountain Dew. And
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Mountain Dew's gross.
And some, yes, not like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Hey.
And some white chocolate Twix.
Hey, man.
Oh, gross.
Because he's a racist.
White chocolate Twix for when you just need to join the alt-right your sugar rush.
Seriously.
I like white chocolate, okay?
That's a shame.
I'm
That's
sorry.
A shame. White
I'm
chocolate
sorry.
Is a shame.
You know what? We're not talking about this anymore. How have you been?
I've got a lot going on. Do you want to maybe go first?
No, pitched it to you. That was the point.
No, I know, but I want to say, like, you know, I figured you could say something about where you've been spending your nights.
Well, it was actually a whole day yesterday. I was out with my wife, Caroline, our webmistress. She's also a fantastic artist of all kinds, but she was vending her chainmail jewelry. You can find her.
Yes, you heard that correctly.
Yes. You can find her on Etsy at The Magician's Assistant for all your chainmail needs. But we were over at Color Me Mine over in Bethlehem, and Third Street. They were having the Art and Oddities Bazaar. Fantastic artists, beautiful artists, and wonderful people. And I was there, not just accompanying my wife and helping her load goods in and out. I was doing magic.
Magic!
Yes!
I was there.
It was so much fun. And Sean and Kate and Edie came down, and it was a fun time.
And Phil did some
great
magic,
time.
Especially for Edie.
It was a good time.
Caroline stuff. I want to point everybody again. I know it sounds very extra shill for us
I
to
know,
do this,
but boy.
I was blown away by the table. There's all kinds of like metalwork jewelry, stuffed animal dragons augmented that she makes the whole thing with like
one link at a time.
Yeah, with these like metallic-y scales on them and a purse. Anyway, check it out. And Phil as well. We noticed that some of our favorite local artistry was on display there.
Indeed.
Specifically, it was her name is Julie from Haggis Vitae Studios. Lots of interesting, macabre, strange, beautiful.
Which was the theme. But,
yeah,
but boy, her stuff
in,
is.
And she
killer.
Was there. I finally got a chance to meet her in person. I have several pieces of hers.
It was funny watching Sean recognize the table and then go, oh my God, Phil, is that's Haggis Vitae? I was like,
yeah,
yes.
I feel like fan geeked out
fan,
a little
he
bit.
Fan, yeah.
And,
good.
And then Edie got to talk to her, and Edie bought an eyeball ring from her. It's very cool. But anyway, yeah, good times there. Phil was doing great stuff. Caroline's doing great stuff.
It's fun doing magic again. It's been a long while since I've done like a show for, you know, especially walk around. It's been a very long while.
Walkabout.
The walkabout. Magic.
Magic walkabout. Yeah. Is this your shrimp? Is this your shrimp from... All
right. Pull the card right out of the crocodile.
Yeah. You're good at that voice.
Yeah, that's one of my strong accents.
For me, I'm now doing a column. I suppose it's a monthly column.
Woo!
I'm hoping to make it sort of twice monthly
applause
eventually.
Sound effect.
At geekaid.com, indulging my gaming side. So it's anything I want to talk about with the world of gaming as a single player only gamer is going to be the focus. This past time, though, I was asked to write about horror games for their 31 Days of Halloween.
It kind of makes sense.
And I went a route that you might not expect.
About horror games.
Not even a full game. Yeah, as far as what a horror game is and what it can do. So check that one out. It went up as of yesterday for you citizens out there, a little time travel. It'll be up on Tuesday. And you're only going to to hear this at earliest on Wednesday. So go check it out at geekade.com and the rest of the cool stuff they have there too. Dave writes for them.
Dave has a column. Yeah.
But also, I just did an episode of Slow Readers.
Hey, the fast-paced literature podcast.
That is correct.
From our friends at Top Gallant Radio.
Yes, with Gabe and Daniel. And we were talking about The Witcher, the first of the Witcher novels. The famous video games, of course, are from
them. I was going to say, they are based on...
Yeah, but there's a Polish author whose name is very difficult. It's
Andrzej Sapkowski, except it's not at all that.
Right. Witcher, damn it.
The Witcher. How hard is it to find the Witcher novels?
But we talked about The Blood of Elves, which is a terrible title for a pretty fun book, and we talked about that and tangented like crazy.
It's a fun title.
It was a pretty long episode, but it's fun. I invite everyone to check it out. Give them a review and a subscription. And
that is up already, that episode.
Yeah, that's up now. That's up nowsies. So check it out.
Yeah.
For goodness sake. Whoa, somebody's coming. Too early for that? Okay.
It's never too early for a Ghostbusters reference when I'm in a room. I don't care.
That's what's going on with me. And yes, you've probably noticed by this point, it is just Phil and myself today. It is a crazy busy time of year. Even Phil is pulling a lot of, burning the candle at both ends, as it were, to be here. But next episode, we're hoping to get some of everybody's voices since it's going to be 1 year.
Oh! Oh!
Of the whip around, we're going to do all kinds of stuff. Maybe
Desi
even some,
says hi.
Maybe even some fun segments. I just wish I could think of any of the segments that we'll have on hand that we might be able to do.
Edit cue.
I don't know why you're saying that.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask some.
Segueing you, you bum.
I think you want to try that again. You know, science! Still matters, damn it.
Brought to you by Mountain Dew and whatever else.
Mountain Dew Pepper.
Yes, by MountainDewPepper.com. Sugarvoices.org. Actually, I like that. That's, can that be our dance group? Sugarvoices.com.
Dance?
Yeah, we just do audio dancing.
You've officially confessed.
This is just pure caffeine, folks. Just hold on tightly.
Please hold on tightly because I actually need – I want your help with it because I found an article this week and it made me laugh my ass off and then I got so confused and sad.
Wow. I like just picturing you non-verbally like,
kind of felt like – so in September, the Netherlands Counterterrorism Unit.
Excellent.
Which is a great start.
Sure, they're good.
Identified a new group threatening public safety, anti-wind farm activists.
Anti-wind farm activists.
Netherlands, Holland, the home of fucking windmills.
So they're tilting hard
against
at windmills.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Kablam!
Toss that one. I've been waiting for like 5 days to toss that one to you. Okay, so here's the thing, and you can go.
You had the wedding ring in your pocket. Sorry, I had to try.
That's the second bad accent we've done today. So you can actually go to the Dutch counterterrorism website, and it's an article. There's growing self-confidence in right-wing extremists. Of course, they notice that the focus remains on extremists against Islamization. That's very right-wing. But in the article, they go on to point out there are forms of extremism that do not fit with the classic definition between left and right extremism, but focus on one specific subject. And it's ridiculous, but there's this resistance to wind farms.
We don't like Muslims.
We don't like
Muslims. We don't like brown people. And we don't like windmills anymore.
But the actions are aimed at pro-windmill drivers, farmers on whose land turbines are built, but also against companies that are responsible for installation. And apparently in France last year, several windmills were set on fire, leading to several million euros worth of damage.
But can I interject
Please,
something here?
Yes.
That must have looked awesome. I mean, flaming windmills?
Well, you know, if you play Cards Against Humanity with me,
that's true.
A windmill full of corpses is going to win the round,
this
whether it
may
fits
be
or
an
not.
Elaborate setup from cardsagainsthumanity.com. But that's, wow.
Okay.
Of all the things to hate.
Right. Now, in the main article I found, they listed a couple of ridiculous things that, like, there's aesthetic concerns. They say it drives down property values. There's no evidence for that. There are several people who say that when they live close to wind turbines, it drives them crazy because there's a low frequency hum. And there's absolutely no scientific evidence for that whatsoever. And I just, I don't, where the fuck did we go wrong as a society? This is clean energy. It's readily available. And there are people who are saying, stop this. And
well,
I'm just, That's why I was like, this is ridiculous.
This is what happens. You start phasing out the head shops and all the marijuana. They're trying to push it away. Well, look what happens.
So you're saying so your theory is that basically all of those head shops were basically like they were angry about windmills, but they were so stoned that all they cared about was finding like the white chocolate Twix.
You're such a racist. But yeah, it's you know what? No, don't put white chocolate words in my mouth, Phil. But to a point, hey, it can't hurt to go, you know, they're looking for something to do. But it's inner city kids. It's Netherlands haters.
They all need
something to do.
But this is not just there. It's just the report happened to come out. But there has been activism and all over Europe, and it's spreading to the U.S. And in fact, an offshore wind farm up in Massachusetts in Cape Cod, there's been an attempt since 2001 to launch an offshore wind farm.
Yeah.
They finally abandoned it this year after 16 years of lawsuits from local residents concerned about it disrupting fishing patterns and coastal views.
Yeah, but I mean, do you remember?
There's no evidence that it does that, though.
Right, but
why?
Humans are hopeless. What are you new? But do you remember what people used? There used to be local laws on the books in all kinds of different areas of the United States that said, here are the things, for example, you have to do if you're driving an automobile and you're approaching a house. So back in the advent of automobiles, people used to have to get out of the car, set off like a flare to announce that they're coming. These were laws that some of them were like sort of forgotten and were on the books for a long time.
Yeah,
like,
and then
into
nobody
the 20th century.
We've talked about like odd
things
laws like
that. Yeah, so there used to be a thing where you had to, and then you had to like honk and then wait for someone to signal you. People don't like new things; they're scared of them.
What bothers me is we're totally accepting of a couple square inch brick that fits in our pocket that brings us the entire world and all the information.
Alexa, give me wind power.
But why? I don't get where do we go wrong in our education?
No, you know.
What happened?
You know.
I'm not going to blame everything on Trump.
That's not my point. He is a symptom, not the cause.
Can we fix this? Have we gone too far that
no.
people are like.
No.
Oh, okay, we're fucked.
Phil, we're riding a cinder. Just enjoy it as it goes, okay?
It was such a...
Ride the cinder.
I mean, is it fixed?
With Diet Dr. Pepper.
And your white chocolate Twix.
I refuse to talk about that.
Right there is the title of the episode. I mean, seriously, though, it's one of those articles that when I read it, like I said, it made me laugh and then it made me scared. Like that we
no,
have...
you said laugh, confused, and then sad.
Well, it's kind of all the same now.
All right.
All these emotions are a jumble because people are stupid. Like, can we, do you think we
I don't know how many times you're
going to
make me answer
education?
This. No.
We're too far gone.
Yes.
Well, this has been the Whip Around. I'm out.
15 nuclear weapons.
That's all it takes, right? That's all we need.
Well, this is certainly uplifting, but sometimes you just got to ride the cinder. And I want to appreciate your honesty, Phil, and bringing to us this unscientific behavior.
It distresses me.
That perhaps could be fixed with just the right attitude about
science. Whatever. Sort of.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, maybe pour a little more sugar down Phil's throat, and be back for Act 2. Plenty of fun still to come on the Whip Around if we
get more fun
than
a windmill full of corpses.
That's right, baby!
Hey, it's Dr. Phil LaPorta here. Make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, and maybe I'll do a magic trick for you. Or maybe I'll just science you some things. I don't know. I'm very clever. But yes, rate, review, subscribe, and in case you weren't aware, science still matters, damn it.
Hi. We're back on the Whip Around. And Phil, what do you feel like doing?
I feel like talking about this week's weird news.
This week's weird news.
Weird news. It's weird already.
Yes. Let's do some white chocolate news.
What the fuck is going on?
It's the episode. Look,
sounds
this
sort
is
of
the
dirty and sort of not at the same time.
Yeah, baby. This is the episode. This episode is such a stepchild. And I love it, but it is because there's 50 and it was like, it's our 50th episode. Let's do a whole lot of stuff.
And then there's only two of us.
Right. Well, then there's the 1 year is next week. Which is,
oh,
I mean,
no.
That's not going to be like a whole different scenario, but it's still a year. This one is like, I'm here too.
So I got news for you that I think you're going to appreciate because it is weird and it is scary and involves someone getting stabbed.
Yes.
I thought you'd be.
Yes.
Into it. All right.
Hit me.
No, stab you.
Okay.
All right. So a woman stabbed her friend unknowingly, mistakenly. Here's the scenario.
Okay.
You're in Tennessee.
Oh.
You go to a haunted house.
Is it like Memphis?
It's at Nashville. You go to the Nashville Nightmare.
Grand Ole Opry?
I mean, I'm going to go to the Nashville Nightmare in this story because that's where this happened.
Okay.
So it's a big haunted house attraction. Apparently, they've been doing it for several years. You are going through the haunted house. You've been in the haunted house. Apparently, it's rather extensive.
Sure, yeah.
Someone in a costume walks up to you after scaring you and hands you a knife and says, well, why don't you stab your friend? And then you do, thinking it's a prop
fake
knife,
and they gave me...
It's a real knife.
Feet, man.
Now, here's the weird thing. So immediately, now, credit to the place. They had their medics on the scene. They rushed. The person's fine, other than a gaping hole in their arm.
No one else in this story deserves any credit whatsoever.
No, it's just the medics. They're like, oh, shit, someone actually is bleeding in this haunted house. They can't figure out who gave the knife to the woman. Now,
you're not motivated to go like, it was me.
Right, now, you're not. You're not motivated to be like, who was on that? That was me. I was on that knife. Oh, that's my knife.
And they were disguised, but can't they track the costume or something?
I don't. Now, this is the thing. There hasn't been any update to the story since it happened. So my thinking is some rando with a knife snuck into the haunted house to watch someone get stabbed and handed them a real knife.
You know who this sounds like to me.
Springheel Jack?
Fucking A! That's what happened! We've been trying to warn you.
Told you he was out there, folks.
So everybody lived.
Everybody lived. She stabbed her friend in the arm, and it goes on to say in the story...
That's not a very committed friend, is it?
Apparently, the person who stabbed said, ha-ha, gotcha, after stabbing her friend.
Okay.
How you feeling?
I'm left with some questions.
So are the police, I want to point out.
No, I'm reading from the blotter. No, but I wonder. I wish there was.
Give you all the detail I can.
I wish there was some way to see the scene of the crime.
It looks like a horror scene.
It's like something out of a horror movie, but cheaper. But like, I wish you could know. Like, first of all, we're being sexist. This could have been a she who gave the blade, right?
Hold up, wait. Nashville Nightmare says they also believe the person involved was an employee who has since been placed on leave.
Right, now, so they do have some idea.
They may
is.
Have a suspect, but they didn't say man or woman. You're right. It didn't say. They just said a possible Aha. employee dressed in
So not only are you kind of a racist, you're kind of a sexist,
awesome.
Too.
Well, let's be honest. No. So the possible employee dressed in talking
Your
character.
Diet Dr. Stabber. And I'm out.
The person, and this is the thing, I don't know if I feel for the person who did the actual stabbing.
I do a little, if you want my reaction.
I'm curious.
Like
yeah.
you said, if someone's like, what are you saying? You know, first of all, there's no, it justifies reason why someone working at a haunted house would arm anyone on the premises, right? And then... to have not stabbed her anywhere that would be scary. Like, she didn't try to, like, slash her throat.
Well, thank God
for
that.
Do you know what I mean? Well, if you think about what would a horror movie person do? Like, what would Michael Myers do? He wouldn't just go like, I got you, right? It would be throat slash. It would be heart stab. Or it would be, like, gut stab. She stabbed her. So there was something in this person, however buried deep.
She cared about her friend. I'll buy that.
I got you. Like...
And then
I gotta tell you, Phil, if it was you and me and they gave it to me, and you'd be dead and I'd be in jail going like, you don't understand. I don't like dudes like that. But that's how that would have played out. That's wild.
Wow.
I do feel for her a little bit.
I mean, I do.
For the friend who was stabbed, I feel nothing but sympathy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But it's a sliding scale after that.
I mean, I feel a little weird about the friend who did the stabbing. There's just something in me that, like, when I'm handed something, that even if I think it's a prop, I'm going to check. I don't know why.
Of course. But most people, I don't think would have checked. They would have assumed. surely this person wouldn't be an imbecile or like a
psychopath,
a lazy homicidal maniac.
Here, you do it for me.
Right.
Let me watch him die.
Wow, they're just outsourcing everything these days.
Oh my God! No wonder we can't even get jobs for our murderers.
That's right.
I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
But this was weird and freaking creepy. But apparently everybody involved is okay.
Good.
So there's that. And I believe the attraction has since opened up. So if you have someone you'd like to murder, go ahead and take them down to Nashville Nightmare.
Hey, kids, whatever you do, don't take anything from horror site employees.
Let that be a lesson to you this Halloween. If someone hands you a knife and says, hey, why don't you stab your friend? Don't do it.
Just say no to stabbing your friends.
But I thought that was...
We're going to take a stand.
Yeah, we on the whip around, we are taking the anti-stab your friends stand.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I think it's healthy advice to say don't accept anything from
knives.
Someone who works at a haunted house.
Don't accept knives
anything.
From strangers, I think is
right.
also a good...
But my
that's
point,
a blanket
though,
statement.
Don't...
That's a blanket.
Maybe don't talk to someone who works at a haunted house either.
Don't go to a haunted house.
Do like
house.
A five-day waiting period before you want to talk to them. Okay, so are we...
But that's what I got, so yeah. All right. If you've had a bad experience at a haunted house or have been stabbed, we want to hear from you, listeners, so write in.
Assuming your throat wasn't slashed yeah. as a joke.
You know, haha, gotcha.
All right, look, can I go?
Yeah,
I'm excited.
What's your weird news?
I'm excited.
You've been holding this in for a while.
I have.
Like a poop.
Thank you. It's a white poop, you racist. Phil.
I quit. Yes.
I know you're not a parent.
I am not.
But let's just sort of put you in the shoes of a proud dad for a second, okay?
Sure. What do you got?
Okay. What would your reaction be if your
pre-K...
If your pre-K age daughter came home from school with a strange little plastic case around the size of a thimble, like a clear plastic case.
Mm-hmm.
So she's come from preschool and she's got this thing. What would you think she's got there?
Lost a tooth.
Okay, now.
That's what went okay. through my head.
All right. As your daughter sort of hands you, like, look what I have, like hands you this little case to look at, she tells you that it is a tooth that a little boy at school gave her.
Whoa.
Are you getting excited about about being a parent yet?
Back that up a little bit. She says, a boy at school gave me...
this tooth. And it's in a little plastic thing.
Okay.
Sure enough, you take it from her, little plastic nubbin inside rattles around as you take it. But before you can look at it for too long, your darling daughter tells you she's got several more of these. She's got like three or four of these little things. And out they come, all in tiny... clear plastic thimbles. Now, I'm curious what's going through your parental head right now.
Many, many things. The first is, oh, thank God they're at least in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
The second is she starting a collection?
Okay.
The third is, who is supplying this collection?
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth is, this probably isn't healthy.
Okay. Now, I should say all of this happened this past week to Sabrina Straker of New York City.
That's the name of the little girl?
No.
Oh, the parent.
Sabrina Straker of New York City had her daughter, Serenity, come home from the local school. And I have a quote here. She gave her this little plastic thing, said it was a tooth a boy gave her. I told her, this is the mom talking, I told her he needs to put that under his pillow so the tooth fairy will come.
What?
Well, it's 4-year-old daughter, and it's in the moment. Believing when I tell you, when your kid, you try to react. You don't just go like, the fuck? So she said, he needs to put that under his pillow so the tooth fairy will come. And then she said, I was examining it, and she brings me some more. Would you care to guess what Sabrina did next? Now, remember, Phil.
Made a crown.
Remember, think like a parent. What do you do now?
Now I have a handful of teeth in little plastic cases.
Correct. Well, sure.
I'm actually stunned. This is tough being a parent, number one. Number two, the only thing that I can think of is I'm going to try and play it as cool as I can, take the teeth and say, you know what? We need to get these back to the tooth fairy. That's my play. And then call the school. That's
Sabrina called the cops. Sabrina went to the police, man.
Oh, that's a bit.
A bunch of tooth presents? Are you kidding me? But they weren't teeth, Phil. Were they? I wouldn't have brought you.
Oh, God.
A little girl just bringing teeth.
I mean, it made sense that it was weird, but they're not teeth.
I'm good for a curveball, right?
All right.
You want to try to guess what they really were?
Cloacas.
Crack rocks.
Oh, shit.
But wait! There's more!
No, what?
As the narcotics officer...
Whoa, wait.
You got to let me go, man. You got to hear
ahead.
This.
I have questions.
So
continue.
As the narcotics officer explained to the stricken mother that, no, you don't have teeth here. Little Serenity is toting rocks. Little Sabrina at this moment piped up. As if to agree with how messed up this all was, she added that, yeah, they also taste terrible.
Oh.
And popped another one she had on her in her mouth.
Well, no, they taste bad.
And then popped one of these little buggers in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
She was rushed forthwith to the emergency center. Apparently, I don't know why, jittery as hell and unable to stop talking. Where, of course, she tested positive for hot dog water. No, for crack cocaine, you dumbass. But never fear. Serenity and Mommy are both okay. Just want to make sure I say that right away for any concerned parents out there. They are both okay. If a little put out by the state of the school and the world. It is presumed that local, this was like, some of the people they interviewed around the area said this is an at-risk, quoting here, you know, at-risk neighborhood.
You think?
And that, you know, this sort of thing happens around here sometimes, unfortunately. But they said that this particular thing, nothing like it has happened in, like, the 40 years they've been there. Hold on. It's presumed that local dealers threw the crack vials over a wall between the street and the playground. Ostensibly either to set up some kind of drop-off pickup, maybe to evade attention from police or other...
You've answered one question.
Other drug individuals, drug affiliates...
Aficionados.
...in the area, who can say? But what we do know...
Wow.
...is that Straker has pulled her daughter out of that school. Imminently understandable. But she further is taking another step, even though some people in the community are like, I don't know, man, this shit kind of happens in a place like this. But she is suing the school... Saying that, where was anybody going to watch? Well, one child was picking up multiple crack rocks and passing them off to another kid who then took some. She's a little mad that her daughter, you know, was given crack on school grounds in pre-K, too.
Wait a minute, though. I couldn't imagine that a four-year-old on crack is any more hyper than a regular four-year-old. I just want to get that out there.
Well, apparently it was enough.
It was enough that you could tell. Okay.
Yeah, they taste bad, too.
Now, I was going to say, this is my next question.
Now, she's four.
Now, she said at the beginning...
Apparently, this little boy was like, oh, here.
And it's a tooth. She thought it was a tooth, or he said it was a tooth?
What difference does it make at four? I mean, she believed them to be teeth.
Even if it's at four, who eats a tooth?
That's the other thing, isn't it? Where she was like, boom.
Let me eat this. I need another tooth in my head. No!
Right.
No.
Right. Well, I don't know, man. I know this. Being on crack probably makes you more likely to eat teeth. So she was in more risk for every passing second.
This is true. Maybe, that's true. Wow.
Yeah, dude.
That's incredibly creepy.
Yeah, man. Crack nightmare.
So now, here's my next question. It's just because I'm familiar with teeth, which is a weird statement.
Not me.
When she rattled around the tooth, quote unquote, in the she couldn't tell it wasn't a tooth?
You'd have to ask her. I only know what I read, and my sense of the situation was that it all happened so fast.
Okay.
So that the daughter gives one, like, what's going on in here? Well, it's a tooth. He should be putting on his pillow looking at this. It's little.
Okay. Because,
apparently you're less familiar with crack rocks than teeth, which is a good sign. But they can sort of be like these little pale white,
I guess so.
Little pebbly things. And then the kid has more, and it's like, what's going on here? And then she's like, no. And it's very possible. The story was a little obtuse here for the purposes of whatever, that she was like, I don't know if these are what is this? I want to go to the police.
Okay.
I like it either way, because I would also, if my daughter brought me a bunch of human teeth, go like, let's mosey on down and talk to the authorities, because they're just people bagging teeth.
You know what, though? The other end of it is there's a very enterprising four-year-old who has the idea
that it's New Jack City. Yeah.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
Perfect.
There's an episode. New Jack City.
it's also possible that now there's what enterprising four-year-old is like, man, I never get anything from the Tooth Fairy. I tell you what, give me your tooth. I get stuff. We'll split it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's a future.
Just don't tell Skinny Jay.
The future Forbes.
I don't know that that's the magazine that particular individual will be in. Yeah,
that's creepy.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We're shorthanded, but we spent a little bit, I guess, of extra time on our tales here.
Close enough.
I mean,
it was fun. I tell you what, everything we've talked about today, it's like, wow, society sucks.
Yeah, man.
Ride the Cinder, also accurate.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
You're right.
Right now, winner. But you know what? Normally, we have something we like to do, like a game, but since we're shorthanded and...
Well, not just that, but we weren't able to fit something in that we wanted to last time.
Yeah, which is your favorite episode clips place of a game.
A little bit of a...
Yeah.
I mean, favorite is by the fact that they're the most listened to and also the ones that people reached out about.
Yeah, we've heard comments about these episodes when they went up and since we posted asking for your favorites on Facebook. So we've gotten feedback. So we wanted to give you a couple nice little flashbacks here. A couple of the episodes that are the most listens and also some of the ones we got comments on.
Do you want to go in any particular order, Phil? You want to tee one up and then we'll give a listen?
Yeah, let's do this one. Let's start with a guest first. Let's do Steve Boss clip first.
Okay,
Steve was on the show.
One of our most listened to.
Yes. Steve Boss.
It was episode, what was your guess?
I said 34.
28.
I was, you know.
This is your brain on comedy, parentheses, ew, with guest Steve Boss.
And so here's a... Yeah, little highlight from that one.
Do you remember anything in particular from that episode that you enjoyed?
No, I've just been eating these teeth.
What a great answer. Yeah. Second row.
Jonathan Rossi here. I know it's Jeffrey Ross now. I know that now.
Well, there is Jonathan Ross.
I don't
who's
know.
A British.
Sound like a cologne. I was
going
to go with it. Fine.
Host.
But we're going to play this. Okay. We're going to start with Jill. Steve, you're the guest.
Great.
You get a little second to like get yourself.
Thank you.
In
great,
the zone.
Actual comedian gets time. I took my glasses off though, so now I can't see. So I feel much more prepared.
Good. You're fine. You're
okay.
Looking. You can
we'll
feel
to,
the.
We'll be able to hear you better.
The spotlights, the footlights are right there. Are you ready, Jill?
Yeah.
Here we go.
You're gonna have to tell me what it lands on.
Yeah,
I can't read it.
Gonna,
I can't read.
I will. I will totally tell you. No visual
just
media.
Be a surprise
on
for
this show,
listener.
And I'll do a better sound effect. Oh boy. We're going straight to the big time. Jill, when I say go, it's time.
Oh, my God.
Your person is Donald Trump. 5 seconds, go!
Oh, you suck. I can't come up. There's like, you know, I can't. 5 seconds, that's it.
Yeah, it's
you
long
suck.
Over. It's long over.
I know.
It's long over. Steve, do you want to warm up and
steal?
Yeah, do you want to steal?
Yeah,
steal. Let's
on
give
that
it a shot, Steve.
All right.
Donald Trump, 5 second roast. Go.
The ingrown hair on the thigh of the White House.
See, that is how it's done. Now, Steve, you're just going to have to stay in the driver's seat here because it is your turn for a spin.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. What if it comes up on Donald Trump just 6 times?
It'd be mainly.
Are you ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
Your person is Kanye West. 5 seconds. Go.
Kanye West would fuck his own belly button. Probably wishes he could.
Oh, I have something for him.
Well, no, you can't steal. He gave one. Jill, he might still come up for you. Jill, are you ready for your spin?
Yes.
On the 5 second roast. Here we go. Jill, your person, are you ready?
I guess.
5 second roast.
Oh, boy, this
of
is...
Bill Cosby. Go!
Even your glaucoma is ashamed.
Yes!
Hey!
Yes! I am so proud right now. That's wonderful. Ooh. Hello, friend.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and then how about... And that one is always funny. I agree. Let's also do a clip from the most... Aside from our premiere, which with a podcast, those usually
kind
get
of always
the most anyway.
Yeah. Which, not that that wasn't good.
It absolutely was. Let's do a revisit of the most listened to episode besides that one, which I don't remember the episode number, but it was Surviving the Food Boom Fallout. Surviving the Food Boom Fallout with special guest Bridget Carey.
The unflappable Bridget Carey.
Yeah.
Because, man,
food
everything.
Food savant.
Everything you threw at her, I want to cook and eat.
And that, I was going to say, I think we should at least give somewhat of a listen to some of those moments when she was talking food. I mean,
that's got to be a clip
we're
here.
We're robbing you if we don't. All right, Bridget. Yeah. So, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play... Comfort Food Chef of Iron! Bridget, President Donald Trump receives the Nobel Peace Prize. President Donald Trump receives the Nobel Peace Prize.
It's better than 0% chance it's going to happen, right?
Well, my stress levels are up.
I think you need some cream chip beef on toast with crispy hash browns.
Oh my goodness, and the twist is already in there, isn't it? Is it the crispy hash browns?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's good. That is a score. I'm flat out right there. That's smart.
Yeah.
And even, you know what? And can I just say as a sidebar, it's mm-hmm. like piece of shit on
yeah,
a shingle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just saying. All right. Wow. Blown away already. Round two coming up.
All right, Bridget. Mm-hmm. Professional football is taken off of the air over safety concerns.
Again, more than a 0% chance.
Oh, I predict it to happen.
Okay, there you go.
So there you go. I know those Pittsburgh people would be suffering.
That is right. Many a Steelers fan will be in the fetal position.
Okay, well, I think that in the fact that it's a sports thing, we should stick with, you know, the kind of food that you eat while you're doing it. So I would bring comfort by making jalapeno chicken popper taquitos with a guacamole sour cream.
God damn.
That sounds delightful.
We built this contest thinking like, I don't know, maybe that's hard. I feel like we're out of our league, Dave. Okay, all right. Here, this one is in honor of Dave, in fact, Bridget, okay? So we're going to freak Dave out especially here. All pilots and flight crew members the world over reveal themselves to be aliens in disguise.
Oh, you're a fucking asshole.
All the people who run the airlines, all the way up to the pilots, suddenly reveal that they have been aliens among us. And people like Dave, and especially Dave.
That's so disturbing.
Amazingly strung out by this news.
Okay. It's okay, Dave. I'm going to make you...
Help me through this.
Like a 7-layer lasagna, okay? It's going to have all the, you know, the Italian sausage, the hot and the sweet. It's going to have some pepperoni in it. It's definitely going to have some ground meat in it. You were going to have at least 4 different kinds of cheese. We're going to bake that to absolute perfection. And then I'm going to make you tiramisu for dessert.
Oh, that's killer. That's killer. And you know the pepperoni in it, that is the...
Yeah, dude.
That's mm-hmm. clutch right there.
You spoiled him, too, with the tiramisu.
I'll fly with the aliens. Let's go.
Yeah, Dave's up in the air.
That's
again.
Airline food. I'm up.
Damn, awesome. She is good.
Right?
Right?
I'm telling you. I need to get her back on the show. I need to get Steve back on the show. Very lucky with guests, as a matter of fact, this particular program. What else? We probably have time for one more.
I think we do. And it was, we had said that one of the other most listened to episodes was Don't Tell Mom the Sherpa's Dead.
Yeah, we got a lot of listener feedback, you know, comparatively about that one. And it's another amazing cover.
It was
with the feet sticking up out of the snow.
It's one that,
Kate did
when
for
people
us.
Ask, like, was there a good episode I should start? I was like, yeah, try this one because that is a, especially with the Ask It.
Exactly. And we batted that around like a couple of professionals, I would say.
Oh, it was good.
Hold on. So this all happened while they were trying to hide.
Well, they did. And
money.
Yes.
On a mountain.
It was on their way having hidden the money. Pat yourself on the frigid back and then get out of there. This dude is still missing. He's presumed.
But they hid the money, though, right?
Yes.
He did not die in vain.
That
mission accomplished.
His
right?
as his Sherpa parents would rush to tell you, I am sure he did not die. He died doing what he loved, helping white people hide
fake currency
on top of Mount Everest. So he's probably, you know, yet another emaciated figure forever marking human limitations in the thin, frigid environs of Everest, just as he would have wanted it.
Yeah, that's exactly what he wanted.
And the company behind this, well, both, I mean, the Ask FM and the people behind Ask It are very eager to sort of pass the buck on this, saying, oh, hey, don't blame us. I mean, these Sherpas, they knew what they were getting into.
Pass the Ask It.
We're a bunch of white people. Hey, you know the risks if you interact with white people, which is not the worst thing. Maybe they should have said exactly what I just said. The money remains up on Mount Everest, there for the near suicidal taking of any soul, any team brave enough to risk the lives of brave Sherpas to go and try it. First question, out of the gate, what do we think about this, gents? What are your reactions to this story? Ask FM, swing. And a miss? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, man. I mean, we're sitting here talking about it. So, I mean, it must have had some, like, any publicity is good publicity kind of situation, maybe.
Okay. I mean, it's stunty.
It's obviously one of those things where, you know, you don't expect people to go and actually try to get it, or do you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope we talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to try to see what we've got.
My first thought is number one, I don't want to climb Everest and almost die. Number two, I don't want to climb Everest and almost die trying to get some fucking Monopoly money.
Isn't the interesting thing, too, that was like they didn't die on the way up. So as you're thinking about, I'm going to go and get some of that money, be like, oh, wait, they died on the way down.
I packed enough oxygen to get to the top of Everest.
You know.
I forgot. I have to get down. And it's not Looney
Tunes. Is there any chance
the Sherpa went back for the money?
Of foul play up on the mountain?
Like, I don't know. My thought, though,
like, it was like, I'm going to go.
Or Spring Heel Jack showed up?
On the next trip.
Yeah, my thought.
We can't have that. Asked was like, no.
Yeah, what if it was? What is one of those things where you hear about how, like, what was it, like, when the labyrinth is built in the mythology that he then killed the builder of the blinded the, you know what I mean?
They
push
bury
the Sherpas
the,
off the mountain like, no one can know.
They bury the builders in the pyramids.
Exactly. Asket has been here.
I just keep hearing Ass Kiss every time you say that. I don't know why.
Ass Kiss FM, brought to you by Dead Sherpas. Yeah, that's
so much
fun
doing that.
That's a
fun
one.
That's fun.
It's good times.
I think the best episode. We do good serious commentary a lot, but I think we also have fun, and I like to balance that, and that makes me happy.
Good. Thank you for explaining how it is to like something.
The entire premise of this show.
All right, we're gonna replace Phil's batteries here, and then we're gonna be back for one more bout of fun. Don't go terribly far. And of course, if we didn't cover the episode that meant something special to you, it's never too late. So go ahead and let us know at thewhiparound@gmail.com.
On Facebook.
Or Twitter.
Or Instagram.
Or my dog.
You have a cat. Have you been eating my teeth?
I said we'd share.
Okay, settle down. Welcome to Dentistry 101 here at the Whip Around Dental Institute. I am Dr. Laporta, and I will be teaching this class. Yes, in the back, question?
Yeah, is it true that some teeth are bisexual? The cuspids?
No, those are bicuspids.
Yeah, that's right, yeah!
No, they are not bisexual. Now, had you opened a textbook, you would have known that. This is easy. This is Dentistry 101. Do we have any more questions? Yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's like a proper dosage, you know, for, you know, how many teeth you can eat at once. Or...
No, you shouldn't be eating teeth. This is obvious. Teeth are not edible. They are for eating. You do not eat teeth. You know what? Yes.
What about crack teeth?
No, crack teeth are not actually teeth. That's
teeth
actually
made of crack.
No, that's actually just crack you're holding back there. And I'll thank you to go down to security and give it to the. You know what, people?
It's in a thimble.
I know it's in a thimble, but it doesn't mean you should be eating it.
I got four of them.
It's not. Well, I'm glad you have four of them. I think you should give all four to the security guard. Stop. Wait. Put that out of your mouth.
Tastes,
you know what,
terrible.
I know it tastes terrible. It's because it's crack. It's not a. You know what, class? You would all know what was going on if you just shared the whip around, damn it. Just share the whip around. It comes out on Wednesday. There's a post on Facebook. There's a post on Instagram. Sometimes there's even a post on Twitter. When you see those, share them so that way people get the information that they need to not eat teeth. That's it. I'm retiring. Fine. Last question of my career.
So, like, they're not bi.
Ah!
Welcome back to the white chocolate around.
Oh, for the love of shit, it was a crack rock. Give me a break.
Sean and Phil are here with you. It is Act 3, but before we get into our final segment, want to thank Gabriel, want to thank Daniel for being so kind and cool, having me on their show. Also, you know, go over there, listen to them, rate them, subscribe, all that. There's also Podadelphia. Go ahead, listen, nudge them, tell them how much you like their show.
And
the whip around,
like ours.
Yeah, they are.
We started it.
They are our sister podcast, younger sister podcast, our little sister podcast.
can't find your analogy.
Our baby sister podcast.
You got it.
Whatever. Anyhow, it is also time for that very fast-paced, amazing segment that you all know and love, called Three for the Road! That time of the show, we talk about the things we didn't have time to fit in with the rest of the show or didn't fit in with the theme of the show. Each of us will have three turns to say whatever it is that was burning a hole in our brain. We'll have 30 seconds apiece. Once that 30 seconds is up, you will hear a little something that I hope sounds like this. And that is Desi, the decibel that Phil is fussing over quite a bit right now. Perhaps
didn't
it needs
sound
a,
right.
Maybe it needs a tuning, tune Phil.
It's been a year. She needs a tune-up.
That's right. It's not the years, though. It's the mileage. And boy, she has been around. But anyway, we'll each go three times. Once that's up, that's it. That's the show. I think, is it my turn to go first, Phil?
Yeah.
So I'll go first, then Phil, then you'll never believe what happens after that. And then the show is over. So, Phil, do you have any questions?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you set?
Who?
Are you go?
Okay, the long nightmare is over, folks. At last, there is beer for dogs. A husband and wife brewer team from Houston, Texas, came up with a good boy dog beer company after their own canine had some sour belly issues. While the beer is not alcoholic, it's made with the same process, minus the fermentation, that produces human ales and lagers. Made with all natural ingredients, Fido's new best friend can be bought online or, as the article here states, at any of the 20 dog-friendly bars and restaurants in the Houston area. So have at it, dogs. My only question is, where's the cat-friendly Chardonnay?
In southern Germany, police are looking for thieves who stole an entire vineyard worth of grapes.
Whoa.
Yeah, apparently criminals made off with a field full of grapes by running professional harvesting machine over the vineyard. Apparently, the haul is estimated to be about 8,000 euros, or just about $9,000. Police are keen for any information on the theft. What's really weird about it is that the vineyard is next to a local supermarket, and yet nobody seems to have seen anything. Police suspect rival vintners. And this... Rival Vintners, also the name of my new ska band.
In heartbreaking news, the U.S. Embassy in Canberra, Australia, sent out evites to a cat pajama party. Complete with an RSVP link and an adorable ass picture of a kitty and a set of Cookie Monster PJs. And it was a fake.
Oh,
no! The embassy contacted about the invites, apologized, and claimed it was sent as a result of a mistake in some sort of training session, as the invitations also had some telltale lorem ipsum Latin text within the text of the invite. It does indeed suggest the party was never real, but damn it, now it should be. Give me it.
In other
BYO dog beer.
In other adorable news, I have to pass this link around to everybody. I want you to see it. These are the finalists of the 2018 Comedy Wildlife Photography Awards.
Whoa.
So apparently on DIY Photography, it's a bunch of pictures of animals caught in ridiculous and adorable poses. If you want to laugh at a squirrel doing a midair Jean-Claude Van Damme style split.
And you know you do.
And you know you do. You want to check out this link. It's adorable. Have a laugh. Here's my one little lighthearted thing. And basically, this is how I view our show whenever I tell people.
All right. Like, look for the penguins and the seal and tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
In holy hell, he really did that shit news.
Oh, no.
Deep and heartfelt congratulations to Muhammad Rashid Nassim of Karachi, Pakistan, on this week's triumphant effort to shatter the Guinness World Record for most walnuts crushed with one's head within 1 minute. The goal was to successfully headbutt fucking 217 walnut shells into oblivion, and our martial artist and ostensible nut hater cracked 243 walnuts with his fucking head. Asked what he planned to do next upon breaking the record, Nassim reportedly bled from his fucking head. Don't do this shit, kids. Don't.
Wow. And in the only thing I can close with to tie it all together... Earth just dodged a pretty big meteor storm. In Let That Cinder Burn news, we are just past the peak of the Draconid meteor shower. It happened last Monday was the peak, but apparently we fell right in between two really big piles of debris, and it could have been 1,000 plus meteors per hour in the sky. Mm-hmm. It would have been beautiful, and maybe the cinder would have burned.
I don't know, man. I like the idea they're just piles on the space floor.
piles of debris. Piles of debris.
And Earth is just sort of in a bucket.
There's piles of debris in space.
That's right. wow, yeah. It's raining cinders. Hallelujah. So this has been a really fun episode. Thank you for being part of it, Phil.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
Part of it, citizen at home. And a special thank you to Diet Dr. Mountain Dew Pepper. And the white racist Twix of Doom, brought to you by Crack Teeth, crackteeth.com. Yeah, we will see you next week for our 1 year episode. Don't forget Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Rate us, please.
That we didn't.
Every review and rating helps. Let us know what you think of the show.
Tell your friends.
Don't like, tell your friends. Tell a stranger loudly, abruptly.
Startle them.
That's right. Maybe tattoo it somewhere and just show somebody.
But don't stab your friends.
Even in a haunted house.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they feel a lot like we do. Which is to say, we love you. Now go stab your friend.
Bye?
Put your pants on.
It was such a...
Ride the cinder.
I mean, is it fixed?
With Diet Dr. Pepper.
And your white chocolate Twix.
I refuse to talk about that.